Alright, are you gonna stop playing your game so we can record?
One more try.
One more try. You've been playing it since I got here and I've been doing all the work. Again.
Check this out. Watch my stride.
I've been checking it out. I've been watching you play for 2 hours while I've been getting the rest of the notes together.
Watch my stride, dude.
I don't care. Focus, young wolf.
So you're gonna have a spread out like that.
I don't care what you do. How long does each of these fights take you? Mm-hmm. How long did the last time you lost this round take you?
Not real long, like a few minutes.
Just a few minutes? Well, then I'm going to go ahead and start without you. That's what I'm going to do.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game since he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games are more entertainment radio.
Yeah, you can play. I'll just sit here and talk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, listen to him. He'd rather... So I guess that's episode 18. We enjoyed it. Have a nice day, everybody. Yeah. 18. And...
this is the wolf?
Yep, this is C4. Wolf is going to be playing Disgaea, a game that he can't stand, but it's addicting. So, or he, what did you say? It's bad, but you can't, but it's addicting, right?
That's right.
He posted that on the forums. So I got the forums hooked up for the site, and been kind of messing around with the layout and stuff. Now, I changed it again the other day, and now it's a little bit easier to navigate. There's not so many forums. Ideally, I'd like it like that, but there's, like, you know, all six of us that post on there. There's no way that works. So I changed it now, and I was talking to, who was I talking to about that? Modem Tuh, I think. I ran into him on IRC, and, He said it was easier to navigate, which is good. That's what we need. And then I emailed my host, and because there was a directory I needed to get to add themes to the forum rather than the basic PHP BB layout color thing, you know. And I didn't have access to the directories that I need to have access to change and set up the forum. They emailed me, told me how to get into the directories I need to add themes and stuff, so now it'll be a little prettier when I get a little bit of time to mess with that. I'm going to put a link up on the... it's on the front page now. It's kind of our beta test. You know, those of you who saw it can go there and post now. It's on the front page. If you look, there's two different days with a note with a link to the forums on there, and eventually I'm going to take out the little trip part and put a link to the forums there so that it's easier seen. And your buddy Alex Chen registered there this morning. Did you see that, Wolf?
Alex Chen, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him to. I told him to log on and don't post any stupid stuff on there.
He didn't post anything.
He just said hi.
I saw him there though, but hopefully that'll open it up for a little bit, more cool conversation between everybody on there about games and stuff, and hopefully it won't get out of hand and ridiculous like a lot of forums get online. But anyway, I'm going to open up with the email. And are you planning on playing this game the whole time that I'm recording?
No.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
All right.
I'm listening.
Okay. You need your ears fixed is what you need after getting your eyes fixed.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. It's hilarious. Every couple of minutes, he goes, "Whoa, I can see."
I'm just tripping, dude.
I bet.
It's so good. It was, to wake up, see everything so clear.
And this is the first time in, like, how long?
So, since I would be worried less since I was 10.
Damn. Because some people on IRC were asking me, for details and stuff, so I'm going to have to, when I get home. Yeah, we're actually at Wolf's place today, so I don't have all my gear here. I might have even missed a few emails. I tried to print out everything and bring it up here. But we're going to make do with what we've got. I got a from Modem, as a matter of fact, an email about Metal Gear, and this is like ending the Metal Gear saga, because I did beat it. I got it, I played it for 2 days solid, like 10 hours both days, I beat it. It was an incredible game, it was amazing. I loved it. I couldn't wait to get into MGS2, which I haven't started yet because I wanted to finish .hack Infection. But Modem goes on to say, let's see here, after the credits, you hear a conversation piece between two people, he doesn't want to say who, I guess, that reveals some good storyline info and info about MGS2. Then you get to save when you load, and when you load that save, it starts you back at the beginning of Metal Gear Solid with a special item depending on the ending you got. There's two endings, one if you survive the torture, and one if you hit the select button and give up. That ending sucks, it's depressing as hell. Yeah, so you get the bandana, infinite ammo, and if you survive, oh, that's cool. And it's because I'm a gun nut on that, and I it was hard to, like, you know, not shoot everything. It was, but I suck at it though. It's hard to aim. Anyway, and if you give up, you get stealth ammo. I should have warned you before you were done playing. Cause see, what happened was I beat it, and I actually let it sit there and run through the credits. I wasn't really listening. You know, once I beat it and I saw, like, the neat part of the credits, I just kind of got up and wandered around the house, and I had a few things to do, checked my email while I was running the credits. I didn't think I was missing anything. I didn't hear this weird conversation, and it didn't let me save it. It didn't let me save it after I beat it. Like, I've waited forever, too. And I left the PlayStation on for, like, 20 minutes after, well, maybe, like, 5-10 minutes after I beat it, and I couldn't save it, so I just turned it off. So now I gotta go through it, beat it again, and that last fight with Rex was rough.
And all the final fights are hard, dude.
I know, yeah, they usually are. But anyway, I've gotta go through it now, apparently, beat it again, and then figure out how it lets you save. You must have to push select or something at the very end. I think I pushed every button except for that one after the credits rolled and everything. So, I wonder if he's talking about the conversation between the two people that it shows right at the end. I don't know. Maybe it's something else that I just missed. But anyway, that was, it's nice to know there's other stuff to do, but I don't know if I'm gonna play it, you know, or it's gonna be a while before I can get around to, like, messing around with it some more. You know, cause I got a lot of games I really want to experience, you know, I don't need to suck one game dry from all the little details until I have, like, a bunch of spare time. Cause there is times where there's no good games to buy. There is times, usually summer. Usually in summertime, there's, like, a real, you know, there's just not that many good games, usually. This year, it seemed pretty good. It seems like there was tons of games I wanted this year.
Everybody's, like, on top of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Usually winter's where it's at, because they're gearing up for Christmas, you know, and everybody's inside, and they want to play games rather than go outside. But this summer, it seems like there was a ton of games I got, and I was really happy with almost every one of them. I got an email yesterday from JMS, and this is interesting. Well, if you might want to listen to this one.
Go ahead.
He's talking about Xenogears in this. And he says, Xenogears, although it's poor graphics, it was, in my humble opinion, the single best game of all time. Of all the games I've ever played on any system, it is by far the best. Followed by Secret of Mana, which is, you know, one of our top games. Yeah. That game is awesome. And Final Fantasy VII, MGS, and Final Fantasy VI. However much I love Squaresoft, the fact remains that almost all the Final Fantasy episodes were terrible after 7 and 8. 8 was fun, but way too easy and unbalanced. Also, I hate that Xenosaga wasn't made by Square. Well, I don't see what that has to do with it, really, but... I mean, you know, who cares who made it? If it's fat, yeah. It's fat, you know, but...
Well, he probably is a big, huge Square fan.
I think, yeah, he is a huge Square fan, which is
just
cool.
Just like us.
You're a huge Square fan. I could care less who makes the games.
Oh, yeah.
Just because
it's...
Tell
me like, Secret of Mana.
Yeah, I love Secret of Mana. Yeah, I know who makes it, but you're missing the point. The point is I don't care that...
Who makes that game, but it's like...
I don't care for every game they make. You know, I mean, it's not like some amazing company that always produces fat games. They don't. They produce a lot of crap. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that all their stuff is gold. They don't shit golden bricks like Blizzard does.
Yeah, well,
you know? You're the Square fanatic over here. I could give a shit. It just doesn't seem to me like it makes a difference. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. I also hate that Xenosaga wasn't made by Square. I love Xenogears, and I have 3 copies. Mint condition, I guess mint condition. It says mint Japanese special edition Ellie and Faye. I don't know what the hell they did for the Japanese releases of this. And the standard US CDs. I still play it now. The story is amazing. The anime scenes were also amazing. A friend of mine got me Xenosaga, and I played it, but I haven't left the first area. Only like an hour of playing, it's just a fixed camera and terrible voice acting and no anime. Oh, and you want substance for PS2. If you haven't played Xenogears, and if you have, you haven't paid attention, then pay attention. It's amazing once you get into it. But I was disappointed by Saga. It's just blah. That was from JMS. Wow. Now, you played Xenogears, right?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of it?
Well, I loved it, but I don't think it's like he said it's like top of a notch.
Were you paying attention?
Yes, I did. Okay. I mean, his favorite game. See, personally, I really like it, but it's not like one of my top games.
Well, how was the story? Like,
storyline's great.
See, one of my big things about Xenosaga was that, like, sure, the graphics were great. I mean, they were good. They weren't great. They look great now. Xenosaga 2's graphics that we saw, great. Xenosaga 1, they look good. You know, I thought they were good. I mean, everything looked good, but it was just too cartoony for me. You know, it really did look like you were playing anime, which is fine. I mean, that's fine, but it's like, I don't know, it just seemed like it wanted to be really serious. Now it looks like it's going to kick ass, but Xenogears graphics, it was on the PlayStation 1, so they have to be PlayStation 1 caliber. Graphics aside, I mean, who cares, you know?
Right, it's like this.
Like this Gaia?
This Gaia, I mean the 2D part.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, like huge drawn characters and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
Like that girl is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Floney or whatever her name is. Floney. Floney. The assassin. Yeah. Anyway, I imagine though, how was the story in that though?
Story's great.
See, that's what he's talking about, the story, right? That's why he's saying it's so fast.
That's not the best yet.
Well, in his opinion it is, so that's what matters, you know what I mean? So it must be fat then. Right, and this is what, part 5 of this whole series, right? Xenogears, isn't that Xenogears. Part 5, yeah?
That's like that.
Dude, I bet they're gonna remake it.
I hope so.
See, now there's a game I'd love to play, right? Like Metal Gear Solid, I'd love to play Xenogears. I have heard a lot about it before this email, and I'm glad he wrote me and told me about this too. I mean, I didn't realize it was quite this awesome, you know what I mean? If this guy loves it that much, there's something there to it, right? And they're obvious, you get on, and here's my problem, get on eBay and look for it.
I sold mine.
For how much?
$40.
What condition was it in?
Mint.
Yours was in mint condition.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For only $40, that's not too bad.
All my games are
keeping them, right? Yeah, yeah. Now, see, that's, you know, I keep mine in perfect, pristine condition, too. Then I go out and I buy Metal Gear from some jackass who said it's in mint condition, and it's thrashed. It barely plays. It locked up on me when I was fighting the Cyber Ninja guy. I beat him, right? That was the hardest fight. Fight him 10 times. I beat him. I'm watching the sequence, and it locks up on me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, this is his mint, his version of mint, you know? Oh,
no, for that, I would leave that guy on, like, neutral.
You can't, though, because you leave him neutral, what'll happen? Yeah. He'll leave you neutral or negative. The way that eBay is set up is that you guys both have, like, 30 days, isn't it? You have, like, 30 days to leave your 90 days to leave a feedback.
Well, he left you first.
But he didn't. He's not. He's waiting for me. This is the problem I always run into on eBay. They wait for you to leave feedback, and then they base their feedback on what you left them. If I slam the guy, he's going to make up some bullshit and rip me in half. I paid him 20 seconds after the auction finished. I was stalking it. I sniped it from somebody and then paid him right when it finished. I mean, I was sitting right there. It was like a 2-minute ordeal for me to get MGS, right? So I've solved it, though. I know what they need to do to fix eBay. They need to give the seller 30 days to leave feedback, and the buyer, like, 40 or 60 days to leave feedback.
That's a good idea.
Right? Because that way, if the seller doesn't leave it, if the seller's waiting to see what he gets before he leaves it, his end of the deal should have been long done.
So basically, the guy's doing a false advertise.
Yeah.
This is a mint.
Yeah.
He says a mint addition, but it's not. So it's all hell scratched.
Hell is scratched,
too. If I see a guy, I must straight kick them.
Yeah.
Like,
that's bullshit, you know? I mean, I was really pissed off when I got
especially
that piss.
Especially you beat a boss, you've been fighting for 10
yeah.
times.
And
they have to do a game.
Yeah.
Shit.
That pissed me off more than anything. I mean, I could not believe it. I mean, I'm sitting there totally enjoying it, so happy that I beat this guy. I mean, I fought him at least 10 times. He kicked my ass. And I got real lucky and beat him, and then it locks up when I'm watching the scene, when you're talking to Otacon right after that. I was pissed. But anyway, Xenogears, how much does it go for? Like Metal Gear Solid goes for, I just saw it, $107, brand new and sealed on eBay.
Let me pull it up real quick.
Right? Because I tend to buy new sealed shit anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, only because I'd rather not take the chance of getting, This you know, bad scratched up, tore up games. Because nothing pisses me off more than when I'm playing a game, and it's, you know, it doesn't work right. Do you see it on eBay? There you go. How much is it?
Right now, I've got 2 hours. $35.95 right now.
What, is that sealed?
It's in a rare mint edition. mint condition.
Yeah, right. It's probably the same jackass that sold me MGS. But is there a sealed one on there?
See.
Look for mint in box or sealed or something. Anyway, while you're doing that, and I've got, you're going to want to pay attention to this, too. They don't have one sealed mint? Okay, don't worry about it. But it's got to be hell of expensive, is my point. I mean, you know it's going to be like at least $100. I mean, look at Suikoden 2. How much did that go for new?
$160.
No, it went for more than that. I've seen it more than that on eBay.
Suikoden 2? Oh, yeah. Personal.
Like $100 or something. You know? I mean, I just don't have that kind of money to spend on PS1 games. I guess, I mean, if they're fat games, it's worth it, and Xeno Gears sounds worth it now.
Here's what you do. Modify your PS1 and copy the game.
That's just wrong. I do believe in supporting him.
Xenogears brand new with sealed PlayStation 1 to $26.
Yeah, there's 14 hours left and already 12 bits on it.
Oh,
I can't see that far. I bet you can see that far with your new eyes. We got another email here from, he wrote us a couple of weeks ago. Remember Steve? The guy Steve? I didn't want to read his whole name. Because I got his full name, it was in his email, so...
Your dad didn't like our language?
No. No, that's somebody else. He wrote us an email before that he liked the show, but let me see here. No, this is really good because you'll like this too. Let's see, where am I? A friend told me to check out this game that he's hooked on. I rented and later bought it due to how much fun I had playing it. I can't believe this game isn't getting as much recognition as it should have. I wonder if it will become a sleeper hit this year. I know, so many games and not enough time. I have the same problem. But if you get a chance, check out this game between your Soul Calibur playtime. I think I remember you talking about how much you like Road Rash back in the day. You remember Road Rash?
Road Rash.
The motorcycle game and you beat up the guys, right? Yeah. Awesome game, right? Right? I used to love playing that. I guess we mentioned it at one point, I don't even remember. Well, I found a game that totally feels like Road Rash on steroids. It is the mountain bike game called Downhill Domination for the PlayStation 2.
Oh, I heard about it.
Really?
I saw some funny commercial for it, too.
Oh, okay. What is it? Did it look good, like the graphics? I didn't have a chance to look any of this
graphics
up.
Just like other, downhill, ski, snowboard.
Oh, okay. Well, they look pretty good, generally.
Yeah, and the commercial's pretty funny, though.
But it didn't show a whole lot in the commercial?
No.
Okay. Well, alright, let's see. Road Rash on steroids. It is the downhill domination from Incog, the makers of Twisted Metal and War of the Monsters. This game owns. It feels like they put together three fun games in one. It has many long drops, jumps, and killer environments like Hydro Thunder, which is a game that I love.
Hydro Thunder? Yeah.
Yeah. A trick system like SSX Tricky, which is a great game. I just had problems with their controls. I wish it was more like Tony Hawk. And a super fast racing combat system like Road Rash. That sounds like the perfect game, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're just on the hill, though, so on the mountain bike.
Yeah, but that's great, because we're going hella fast.
Yeah.
Also, they put in many interactive environment items, like thunderstorms, running elk, cows, dogs, rams, bears, etc. Chasing rock landslides?
Whoa.
Holy crap. Lightning hitting trees, fire, lava collapsing caves, and more. I even saw Bigfoot walk by in one of the forest tracks.
Sounds like fun party.
Dude, that's
game,
awesome. Yeah, it does. See, now that was what I was going to talk about right after I read this, so hold on to that thought, okay? You dodge, weave, and race through all these environments while tricking and fighting your way down these super fast, steep, multi-forking paths, mountain tracks. That's cool, too. Different ways through and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting is a lot like Road Rash as well. Instead of stealing them from the riders, you pick them up via a power-up or gain them by tricking. That's cool. You start with your standard punch, then to kick, stick attack, and finally an auto-aim water bottle. I love that the stick attack will do either a backhanded swing to the face or a quick shove to the opponent's wheel spokes, depending on what position you're in. The crash animations are great. I also like that your opponents don't ride a perfect race like many racing games do. Much like Road Rash, you will see opponents crash as much as you do, which is a riot to watch. One of the good things about Crash is that you don't have to run all the way back to your bike. Remember Road Rash, you'd fly after bike?
Oh, yeah.
You go flying for days and have to walk back to your damn bike? Yeah. You're almost immediately inserted back into the race, and your attack grade goes down a notch. No big deal. The game isn't too hard or too easy. There are difficulty settings to match your ability. Oh, by the way, each of these tracks are about 5 minutes long, and well, and the environment is always changing. You don't see the same building or tree go by every second. You can also play up to four people via multi-tap split screen. I have played 2 players split screen, and it was a blast to play. This is one of the best racers to come out since Need for Speed Hot Pursuit on the PlayStation 2. I've rambled on long enough. Give this game a try. or give it a rent and let me know what you think. It is one of the games that goes for $40 instead of $50. From one Road Rash fan to another, I think you will enjoy this game as much as I do. Now that sounds like something we could really get into playing.
There's we gotta get a whole bunch of people together.
Hell yeah.
Drink a bunch of beer.
Sit around and beat playing. The crap out of each other going downhill, right?
Hell yeah.
Now see, the day I got that and the day I read that, that's what I really got to thinking about the multiplayer thing. It occurred to me that every time that you're over, what do we play? Tactical Ops.
Yeah.
We played Tactical Ops, and then we were lucky and got to play some Warcraft 3 last time. When Hunter comes over, we play Heroes. And these are all computer games, right? And I was thinking, what happened to the really great console games I used to play? I mean, we used to play
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's the bomb. I mean, that's like a great example. And then a lot of fighting
NASCAR.
Games. NASCAR, Thunder, you know, I mean, stuff like that. That is really cool. And I thought, this is something I need to get. So next time, you know, one of you guys are over, instead of, you know, setting up a whole other machine real quick, you know, or setting up your laptop, whatever.
Games.
Yeah, play some, which is something, because I've been really, really thinking about the GameCube. And that system has a lot of games, it seems like, that are really good. There's Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Mario
yeah.
Kart's coming out. They've got, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff for it. F-Zero, oh, you know, well, all these games.
You can play football game for people, it's fun. Remember back in the old days, all the tennis?
Smash Party. Yeah, the tennis, Virtua Tennis.
Virtua
yeah.
Tennis. And I awesome. Played NFL 2K.
That's not that old. Yeah.
That was pretty good for people, okay?
Yeah, it was awesome. I said it's not that old.
Oh, well. Yeah. I was on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, that's not very old.
That was when you were on the graveyard. We came over.
Yeah, but that's not an old game, though. Old game, I mean, crap. We used to play Street Fighter on the Genesis all the time, you know? That was old. But see, nobody wants to play fighting games with me. Hunter won't. You're the only one who will.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Because the other people
they
suck.
They suck. That's what it is. Even Ode sucks at fighting games. But that's cool. I'm so glad he told me that because that sounds like a game I'd really, really like to try out.
Can't wait for my wife to get over here and
yeah,
her listener too.
That's right. She'll beat my ass at some Street Fighter. No, we
she'll
both
you around.
Beat each other's asses. I've actually got an email I'm going to hold on to for a little bit too from Kuroishi. We're going to read that just a little bit later down with the game stuff because he gave us a game review.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm going to read that a little bit later though once we get down there to the games and stuff. I got a little bit of news I want to talk about here first. We've got a few interesting topics. There's the Your sound's fine. You know what? I'm just going to get the bad one over with right now. I'm going to get the one because I'm going to get all fired up and pissed off and start screaming, I think.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm going to be pissed off, and this way, if I get it out of the way, I might not, you know, ruin the rest of the show. Well, I may be ruin the whole rest of the show, or I may calm down at some point and save the rest of the show. But I'm fucking pissed off about this. Some fucking kids, right? Now, let me find... a 16-year-old kid and a 14-year-old kid, William and Joshua Buckner, in fucking backwoods Tennessee, okay, went shooting cars on the freeway, or on the highway, or something like that. Anyway, they went out shooting cars. Okay? Now, at first, it's tragic news. It's like, oh my god, you know, these fucking kids
yeah.
went out shooting cars, right? Holy crap. They killed a person.
Oh my god.
And they shot some 19-year-old girl, who's alive, but they shot and killed a 45-year-old man. And you know what their excuse was?
Too much video games?
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh my fucking god.
These fucking worthless fuckhead hick backwood motherfuckers.
Redneck.
Yeah, pieces of fucking shit. Oh, went out, started shooting at cars. Oh, Grand Theft Auto made me do it. Okay, where were your fucking parents? You're not even old enough to play this fucking game. 16 and 14 years old. They kill a 45-year-old man who was a nurse. Okay,
Jeez,
this guy helps people.
Yeah,
he's
saving lives.
And these fucking jackasses go out and they shoot him. They shoot right in the head. They got that guy right in the head. They said they were trying to shoot the side of cars and trucks, like the, you know, just the sides, I guess. And they end up fucking shooting these guys, right? Let's see. Aaron Hamill was the guy who died. A bullet hole right to his temple, right? So, and I guess he was with his friend. And, or a family member who, I'm not sure who he was driving with, but he was with somebody else, I guess his friend was freaking out in the car, you know, I mean, there's blood and glass, and, you know, and his buddy's hunched over and shit, the car was out of control, they crashed into a guardrail, he, I imagine, died instantly, they went to court already, the kids pled guilty, you know, they should have, Okay, and they're gonna be in a home, a juvenile detention center.
That's it?
Till they're 19. Yeah, so the one kid gets 3 years, the one kid gets 5 years in a juvenile detention center until they're 19. Then they're let go.
That's fucking bullshit. You know? They should have been treated as a fucking adult.
No, I hope they have to go to court after that. But they cannot hold them past their 18. Or 19. According to friggin' Tennessee law, they can't hold on to them any longer than that. Okay? They go out, at least the judge put them away for a while. They got them out of society for a while. And hopefully they go some
That's
intensive.
Long
it's not long. It's not at all. They should at least 25, 40, 50 years.
We look at this kind of fucking garbage people in this society.
Exactly. Exactly. People who cannot tell the difference. They're mentally disturbed. If they cannot tell the difference between a video game and real life, okay, there's something wrong with your brain. There's something wrong with you. Okay? And your parents, where the hell were they? Out fucking the goats in the cornfield out there while you were playing these games you shouldn't be playing? You know? And it's probably a family gun. It's probably
owned by their parents.
Yeah, owned by their fucking gun-toting, beer-drinking, fucking NRA father, probably.
Yeah,
you know it. You know it.
Passed out a cornfield.
Oh, I swear to God, this fucking pisses me off, alright? And who gets the shit for it? The video game industry, because these people can't parent. Okay? And
the games are really mature.
Yeah, they shouldn't even be able to play these games.
They shouldn't even get a first place.
Exactly.
Unless they're 18 or 17.
Right? It gets worse. It gets much worse, though. This is, I mean, I couldn't, when I was reading this, I wanted to record right then because I was screaming to myself at my house going, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Right? I actually had to hold on to this rage for a couple days. And I'm actually not as pissed off now because I've had to read it like 9 times to try to get all the facts out of it.
You did tell me
earlier. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, it's because I wanted to see your reaction while I was reading it to you.
That's fucking bullshit.
It gets even worse. The guy that got killed, he's the guy suing fucking Take-Two Interactive. His family. His family is suing the guys who made Grand Theft Auto. Rockstar is the company that made it. But the guys who like put it out, like the publisher and all that, was Take-Two Interactive. Okay, and there, the family of the guy that died is suing them. Listen to this quote. This is fucking gold here, right? Now, you can tell these people live out there in the fucking sticks. The industry needs to cough up money so victims and their families can be compensated for their pain.
Oh my fucking God.
Right, that's their attorney. The shareholders need to know what their games are doing to kids and their families. They need to stop pushing adult-rated products to kids. These products are deadly. Do you ever think about going after the gun manufacturers? Their products are deadly. Not the fucking video game. Nobody dies from playing Grand Theft Auto. Nobody kills anybody from playing Grand Theft Auto. They kill people by using a gun.
First of all, the game's not pushing to the kids. It's for the
It's not. It clearly says. It clearly says mature audiences on it. Okay, if you're not a responsible parent, you know, that's your fault then. You are a bad parent.
Their fucking parents need to put that away too.
Yeah, they should be. They should be. These are minors that they didn't keep control of. You know, I mean, they're supposed to have guns in the house.
Supposed to have a gun lock or something.
Yeah.
You're right.
Good fucking point. Exactly. This was probably laying next to the door. You know, I mean, could you just see it? You know, the
that's loaded.
Yeah,
that's
I got a
in the door.
We got one by the door for protection. It's fucking bullshit. I cannot believe these fucking people went this far, right? And of course, they've got a couple other, it's actually is this Yahoo News? ABC News. This is a story I got from ABC with most of the details, and they actually mentioned there was 3 other cases of people blaming other games, or at least Grand Theft Auto, at least. I think all 3 of them were. Two of them, that's what it is. And they're blaming Grand Theft Auto. Like, apparently a bunch of teens, in California. Murder? Carjackings? They're plotting carjackings and murder. Somehow they got caught. And their excuse was they were playing Grand Theft Auto morning, noon, and all day. Right? Oakland, California, right? Home of the smartest individuals, apparently. You know? Here's a group of kids who call themselves the Nutcases, who would get themselves worked up to go do shit by playing fucking Grand Theft Auto before they would go do this. Robbing and killing people. On the street. Random fucking people. Just like it was Grand Theft Auto, right? Where are these kids? It's fucking
you
Paris.
Sure it's not from watching Raiders football game?
Getting mad. You know, and then what's going to happen? They're going to go out, and these idiots are going to go kill somebody else, and then somebody else is going to sue the company that published the game for compensation for their pain and suffering because the game did it.
You suffer shit.
The game did it, yeah. You know, I mean, well, they're pretty distraught that somebody in their family got killed, I'm sure.
See, there's a one way or other you will find a way to get rich.
Exactly. It's all about money.
That's fucking bullshit. That's fuck.
And you know what? I mean, listen to it. The industry needs to get big money. They didn't go after the parents of the children that killed these people because they probably live in a trailer on their farm somewhere, you know, or whatever the hell they live in. They don't have any money, so they go after the industry, use the cough up money, so victims and their families can be compensated for their pain. Oh my fucking god.
Okay. In my ass, they just want money.
You know who should, oh man, exactly, that's exactly what it is. Yeah,
then we should sue them, so because you will make video game like that anymore.
Yeah, we should say,
feel pain.
That's right.
Pain inside.
Exactly, there's probably more of it, well, no, there's probably not, because it's a bunch of fucking people that are too old to understand video games anyway, you know? I mean, I cannot believe how ridiculous it is. We know somebody who went around town shooting cars with BB guns. Do you remember that in high school?
Oh, yeah, that was like years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He shot like 250 cars.
There was a lot. You remember that? Did he blame video games?
No.
No, he got his ass kicked. He got tore up over that. Remember, he had all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
in him,
he,
right? He didn't blame video games. Had to pay for all these windows and all kinds of stuff, you know? I mean, take a little responsibility, you know? I managed to keep composure. I thought I was going to lose it, but I already lost it about this.
Come on, breathe.
Breathe. Serenity now. A couple of weeks ago, you told me something about majoring in video games. Remember that?
Majoring, yeah.
Yeah, it's game design. I went looking around and I found a whole article that was talking about some of the schools that offer a class in the visual arts or whatever. They have a bunch of the digital interactive media arts and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh.
Video game studies and such. But there's a couple, and they're like real places that you would actually go, not like DigiPen, like a place where like 10 people get in and it costs them $1 billion, you know. let's see. There's a game culture and tech lab at the University of California at Irvine. There's the Southern Methodist University in Dallas. They've got an 18-month master's level certificate program in video game design. Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio. Hey, we know somebody near there, or in that state at least. Nair, go get a degree in game design, dude. Is offering for the first time a full-blown undergraduate major in game and simulation arts. That's Bachelor of Fine Arts thing they've got there. MIT, Georgia Institute of Technology, Carnegie Mellon. They've all got video game stuff too on game as educational tools, video game design also, which is really cool. How come they didn't have this stuff when we were at that age where we were making these decisions and it was just like there's nothing that, you know, like our hobby is looked upon as a joke. I mean, think about like my whole life. I feel bad and I still have this mental block about playing games. It's the only thing I like to do in this world.
I mean, it feels like you've been discriminated.
Exactly. Yeah, I need money from pain and suffering. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Right. I you're right. I do, because you go into, it's getting better now, but when we were kids, I especially remember our parents all the time. All you guys can always play video games.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, it was just it was like just shut up. You know, and when we were in high school, it was like, you know, you get made fun of by all the, you know, the jocks and everybody else. You know. Because you played video games.
Yeah.
You know, boy, that sucked for us. Well, we're still geeks, but I mean, you know, they could have picked on us for being geeks and knowing about computers, but not video games. My fun hobby, you know? My reason to exist. But, and now you can go get a, you know, trained in game design and stuff. How awesome is that? I mean, this right here is something I would want to look into. This is something I care about.
Well, check this out, though. Talking about video games, okay? This one time when I work, okay, I'm due to this old lady, right? I'm a card game, right?
Blackjack.
Yeah, blackjack game. I'm a dealer, okay. So what we're talking about, she asked me if I go out a lot. He said, "Nah, I'd rather stay home playing video games." Then she goes,
"How old was this lady?"
She's about 55, 60 years old.
Yeah.
She goes, "So what kind of console do you have?" I said, "Whoa, sounds like expert enough."
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, "What kind of system?"
Yeah. Or they're like, you know, "What do you, PlayStation?"
Yeah. Then I go, "I got Xbox and PlayStation 2 and a PC." She goes, I got a what you call
GameCube.
GameCube, right. She said, "I got a GameCube and I love all the games. Especially, you know, Zelda. I beat it once already. I'm still playing. You know, I loved it." Mario Sunshine, you know, she just learned a whole bunch of games, you know, it's like top of the line. So, oh, she must do her homework or something, right? She's just keep going and going.
Damn.
She's like 60 years old.
See?
Yeah, and really that's, cool people.
Hell yeah, that's the point for Nintendo, everybody. It's not kiddie games if a 60-year-old lady was playing games.
Oh, she loves it. I mean, she was keep going for like half an hour, I swear to God.
That's awesome. Did you talk her into buying anything else, like an Xbox
or
PS2?
Yeah, I tried to get her to buy a
PS2. Yeah.
Because she loves the RPGs. And she named all the characters in the
Final Fantasy.
Older Final Fantasies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn. That's
cool.
She got
PS1. She said she used to have a PS1, and she got all the Final Fantasy games. She loved it.
It's probably like her grandson got her hooked on it or something, too, one day, you know?
Probably something like that. Fucking awesome.
That's cool. That is.
If she's younger, probably I would marry her.
Yeah, like the game Nazi down there. let's see. You know, it sucks that we're totally discriminated against. That's exactly what it is. You know?
Yeah.
And it sucks, and it's because they didn't have that when they were growing up. Like my mom, they didn't have video games.
No,
you know?
They don't.
They had they had Pong later on, I think. Because I remember my uncle mentioning Pong. You know, and that was it for him. That's like his experience with video games is like Pong.
Yeah. When you talk to video games to those old people, I don't know what's come out there.
I know, huh? There
must be some like little square triangle jumping around or something. That's, you know.
Totally, huh?
Or asteroid, like, probably. That's what I can't get.
You know, they have, and it's funny because they have absolutely no idea what you're talking about a good lot of the time. You know, I'll tell somebody, you see their eyes glaze over, and they get this real disappointed look on their face, and they're like, why don't you go outside and play baseball, you know, with your friends? It's just like, you don't understand, you know, this is our culture, this is it. We get on the internet, can you fathom that? You know, my grandma, bless her heart, has the hardest time in the world with the internet sometimes. She has a hell of a time trying to just log on. She's got like MSN or something, so it talks to her, you know, and it's real friendly and stuff. And it's just like, I don't know how much simpler they can make this stuff, you know, for me. You know, I mean, like, I completely understand it all, and I don't have any of this cutesy little crap in my machine at all. Everything is trimmed down to where it gets the job done, and you just have to know it or read a book on it and learn it, you know? But hers talks to her, and little balloons pop up and point out what she needs to push. I mean, it even says her name. It says, like, good morning, you know, and it talks to her, you know? Like, it's mind-blowing, and she has the hardest time with it, you know? And then, she forgets her password. She calls my sister, trying to figure out, or she couldn't log in. Something happened where she couldn't log into her email. She gets a hold of my sister, you know, who's, you know, just 2 years younger than me, so she's technically skilled, you know, and my sister's trying to help her get into her email and stuff, but asks for her password. So my grandma gives up her password to my sister, who's not gonna go give it to anybody, and who's not gonna do anything bad with it. My sister fixes my grandma's email, and then my grandfather finds out. Now my grandfather was a professor. But he doesn't mess around with computers and stuff at all, right?
Whoa.
But in his mind, a password is like this amazing bit of knowledge, you know? So he really got mad at her for asking for the password for it. It's just like, you know, calm down. You guys can change it. You know, I mean, but they don't understand. And it's like, they don't understand video games. When I was down there, they were blown away at my Game Boy Advance. They were floored. I showed them the graphics, you know, and the sound. You know, they heard the music. And I was showing them Golden Sun on the Game Boy Advance, and they were floored. They were just blown away. This little tiny box, you know, had could do all that crazy stuff. I mean, it was really neat to see, but it's just like, it kind of sucks because I really, really wish that I could talk to them about it on a higher level than what they are now. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't talk to them about it. You just can't. They don't understand.
Come on. We're talking about a general Americans here. 40% of them can even program a VCR.
That's a good point.
Or maybe 60%.
You know where they live too? They live probably out in Tennessee with the rest of these idiots that go shooting people. You know, but don't feel discriminated. I feel that I'm not living up to my full gaming potential. I was having this discussion with Ode. You know what I need to? I need to record Ode and I's conversations, like, without us thinking about it. Because we talk on the phone, like, twice a week for, like, an hour or two or three. And it's good stuff that we should put in the radio show, too, but we never talk. We get them on the phone, and it's a lot different. I don't know. We need to figure something out, because we talk about some really, really good topics. One of the things we talked about this week was was along the lines of that right there, where it's you're feeling, you know, I was making a joke about not living up to my full gaming potential because I'm too busy doing other stuff, but at the same time in my head, and remember his parents, or at least his mom, was really anti-video game.
Oh yeah.
Remember, I mean, really, they were not allowed to own more than one system in the house. They hardly had very many games for her. They had a Super Nintendo, I remember, for a while. And they did have computer games, but he would have to stay up late at night to play them, you know, when his parents went to bed. You know, and it's just like, this is the stuff that we had to deal with when we were growing up. You know, our one thing, our outlet, our one enjoyment, the one thing that we, you know, loved to do, and it was like a disgrace. My father, a mechanic, a real hands-on kind of guy, can't stand it. He doesn't understand it, wants nothing to do with it. Are you still playing those games? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, are you wasting your time on the computer? You know, it's just, stay out of it if you don't know anything about it and shut the fuck up. Have a Coke and a smile. You know? I swear to God. Just leave me alone about it.
Get off my nuts.
Get off my nuts. But that's where I got this huge motivation to go buy a GameCube. Talking with Ode, and I thought, you know what? When I was a kid, I always wanted to be that guy. You know, because there was always that one guy you knew that would like live down the street that was like 19 or 20. He had all the systems. You know, he had a bunch of little handheld games, didn't have any friends, you know, he had like a computer, you know, an Apple or something in his house, he had all the game consoles. I always wanted to be that guy with all the consoles, you know, and you know what, since that's what I care about, that's my time. I think it's my time now to do this, you know. Let's start talking about some games. I think I'm out of, like, news topics here, so let's actually get down and dirty with some game talk. The first one I want to talk about does come from an article. It's F-Zero GX. The GameCube. F-Zero. Not AX, the arcade one.
Okay.
F-Zero GX. The hovercraft racing game. I, of course, haven't played it. I don't have a cube. It's definitely one of the games I want to buy, though. But Nintendo is catching shit over this because it's hard. Game reviewers are lowering their points, their scores, because the game is too hard. Now, have you ever played, let me think of something here. Think of any old game that you used to play, like
OutRun, racing game.
Gauntlet. Do you remember playing Gauntlet in the arcade?
Yeah, overhead.
Wasn't that hard?
No.
You didn't think Gauntlet was hard?
It was kind of hard. Yeah, yeah. Like,
you had to shove in like $1,000 to play that fucking game, you know, and beat it. I mean, I thought it was hard. I always got killed. Right? What about Asteroids?
Asteroid was pretty hard.
You play for five.
Yeah, because of all the arcades, they crank out the difficulty to the highest, so they can suck your money.
They do. Like Pac-Man, that was hard. Pac-Man, you only get to so far before all of a sudden, you know, the ghosts move hella fast, and yeah. Asteroids, all of a sudden, like a billion things come floating at you. Space Invaders. All those damn, you know, aliens coming down at you. Okay, then, what about console games? Think of early console games. Anybody ever played,
Mario? It was pretty hard.
Mario? I don't know, I beat it without dying before.
Whoa.
So, yeah, and one, my sister was there, dude. Hell yeah. She was player two. And I played all the way through my first man. We fired it up to play some Super Mario Brothers and I beat it. And I died in the first level. And I kinda sat there for a minute, didn't think about it, and I see her game come up. And the enemies are different, and I'm all, wait a minute, did I just play that through? And she's looking at me like, you idiot.
Oh my God.
I sat here the whole time. That was pretty awesome. But the games were harder back then, though, right? That is a good example. Even Zelda seemed harder at the time, you know? Now, today's games, they are too pussy. I think they are. They're easy. You got unlimited continues for everything. You know, there's real easy difficulty modes. Halo, actually, I was impressed that they had, like, some really hard difficulty levels. If you turn that up to the Legendary, you will get your ass beat. It is hard shit, but nobody plays it on that. Well, once you beat it 9 times, I'm sure everybody cranked it up, but I played it through on normal and had, you know, a good time.
Remember we used to play Street Fighter on, like,
highest difficulty, right?
Yeah, 7 stars.
But even so.
We just beat it.
There's
no problem. You're one guy. Boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, floated right through it, you know? I mean, not all the time. Once in a while, they
you have to continue.
Yeah, yeah. Once in a while. No, well, a lot more than that. Sometimes
because
I get
stuck.
Because
of Bison cheats. Yeah, yeah. The last guy fucking threw you like 1,000 times.
But like, I mean, there's a lot of games that just seem like they're too easy these days. Like you can just sit down and they're just built for
push bottoms. Go through.
You know. But now we get a game that's trying to bring it back to where games actually presented a challenge. Games that actually like, were difficult and took a certain level of mastery. Contra. There is the perfect example of a console game that was hard. Contra was hard shit. Try playing that. Try playing that without the code. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, DS, like stuff. See, it's hard though, wasn't it? How many times do you have
to... 8 hours? I only got 8 hours.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard game.
And you know what? It was hard for a Genesis, Sega Genesis, as a Ranger X.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Yes, I do. Well, I don't know. Almost. I got it down, man. I was a master. But see, I was a master at it because I played it so many times. Because I got my ass beat, handed to me so many times. And I was forced to play it again if I wanted to see more and enjoy the game. And it was good that way.
And otherwise, in 1942, all you see the bullets flying.
Yeah, well, most of those shooters are pretty difficult, but they give you unlimited continues, blows. That sucks.
Just start all over again.
Exactly. You should get 3 continues, max. 3 lives, 3 continues, and you should be able to earn extra men based on points and power-ups, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And now, Nintendo brings us a game, F-Zero GX, that people are whining about that it's too hard. This is your fault. Because you suck at the game.
Pussies.
Yeah. They want a game where you can sit down and fire it up and beat it in, 4 hours, because it's a racing game, 2 or 3, 4 hours.
I swear to God, we're just bitching through this OS.
Yeah, we did, huh? I mean, we're 45 minutes through and all I've done is
complain.
Okay,
be more positive next time.
Yeah, well, we'll make up for it.
Alright.
We'll make up for it. I'm sure.
I got positive one about, Disgaea.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about that? Well, let's finish up talking about this, though. I mean, is there anything, like... I just wanted to get the point. Now, Nintendo came out and said, because this was something that my little segue into this second story here. Nintendo came out and said games are too hard. And then turned around and released this. Now, the control, they were talking about controls, though. Right? They were talking about a game that you can just sit down with and play and not have to read a 64-page manual. Yeah. Right? So, they did it so great with F-Zero X. How many FGX? What are the controls? You got one
gas
button for
break.
Gas, brake,
and shooting.
You don't shoot in F-Zero. No, no. You have like a shield thing, I think.
Shield, yeah.
And you have a boost, remember the little, right? And then you've got the shoulder buttons, like remember you could lean into corners?
Lean left,
and then
right.
You got a steer.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Any idiot with 2 brain cells, even those jackasses who are shooting people in Tennessee, can rub the 2 brain cells together and generate enough brain power to figure out how to play this game.
Okay. Your brain cells doesn't die alone.
They need to say it's a simple game. It's fun to play. It's real easy. John Carmack, id Software, everybody's god and hero, and if he's not, he should be, because he's the fucking man. He even said that games are too difficult to learn to play. I'm saying not skill based, right?
Huh.
They're and he made a good point. He said something about role playing games shipping with books for manuals. I mean, think about like the manual. Do you remember Might and Magic for the Genesis? Do you remember the manual for that? It was like a quarter inch thick. The manual for Might and Magic was like just... It was like maybe just under a half... just over a quarter inch.
Warcraft's pretty thick.
Warcraft has a lot of stories, though. If you read Warcraft's actual manual, it's a lot of stories. But like Baldur's Gate, holy crap, they've got a spiral-bound manual.
Boxes are heavy.
Yeah, I mean, it is... I like it because I'm a total nerd for that stuff, but I also have the advantage that I know what everything does by heart already. I played Dungeons and Dragons every day for years, so I didn't need to read the manual. I sat down and figured it out. But like, look at first-person shooter games, right? Has there ever been since Doom, since our original time we played Doom, and it was a little quirky? It's hard to get used to it at first. You're like, wow, I'm walking through a 3D environment. After Doom, what was the next hardest step you had in a first-person shooter?
Tribes.
Tribes. Why?
Because communications.
Communications.
Keyboard.
And the mouse.
Mouse.
You had to use the mouse.
That's right. You don't use for keys anymore.
Yeah, you didn't use the
for shooting and directions.
Yeah.
Stuff. You use your mouse.
You use your mouse to look
around.
I love
the setups, right? I'm so good at
it. Oh, yeah. Well, we love it now. But I remember that Ode stood by using a keyboard for so long they were calling him keyboard at the LANs. At the LAN parties, they were calling him keyboard because he stood by it. Finally, him and I both broke down, decided to give up on playing with the keyboard, because we were gods at the keyboard. You play that for every day. You played Doom all the time.
Yeah. Or Wolf 3D.
Yeah, right?
Remember that shit?
So, that was our next hardest step. Since then, there's been nothing that's been, I don't think, that has been difficult to learn. There are 2 major things. The original game, Doom, Wolf 3D and Doom. I mean, really, I honed my skill with Doom. And then when I played Tribes, was actually the time where I got used to the mouse. And other than that, they've all been the same. And that's easy. That's real easy. That's why they've got the plan down for racing. You don't have to shift. You don't have to, like, hit certain corners and do certain, you know, like tap the brake three times, slam on the gas once, tap the brake two more times, and hit the gas again for a boost, you know.
Combo boost.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Mario Kart has that. Remember?
Yeah.
You had to hit the thing at a slide and then rock the control back and forth, remember, until you built up the little smoke that would make a red E or whatever it was on the 64 version. You know, it wasn't complicated, but it was hard to master.
Mario Kart for Super Nintendo, remember, you have a boost start somehow.
They all have a boost start. I'm talking about like a little mini turbo.
Oh.
Right? And it was just like, it wasn't too easy. It really wasn't, but it took a while to master it. You know, I mean, like, I'm a god at it now, but when it first was, I mean, you know, that wasn't too difficult, though.
Come on, think of, you know, Street Fighter, you can master, what's that guy, Akuma's stupid, cheat-ass combo.
Yeah.
If you can master that, you can master anything. That's pretty hard, dude. It takes me on.
Takes a certain level of dedication, though.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, remember, I can come out from nowhere.
Yeah. But, I mean, you really had to apply yourself to that.
Oh, yeah, I must have done it over, like,
a million times, I'm sure. Now, do you remember when we first started learning Street Fighter, when we first really were getting good at it? Remember, do you remember the thing we got in GamePro that was like a map laid out with the combos? Right? And it was like a 3-page folder or something, and it had like Ryu's combos. Yeah. And there it was, like a whole page of combos. And over the course of like 3 or 4 issues, they released like 3 or 4 different dudes' whole moves and shit. We studied the combo system, right?
How much damage it does, a 3-hit combo?
Yeah. But now, see, that was difficult. To me, that was difficult. Because that was like, you had to memorize exactly what you had to push and exactly when. Now look at Killer Instinct. Did you ever play Killer? Did you get good? Did you really play Killer Instinct?
I'm pretty good at Orkin.
You see, that's who I play. I play Orkin, right? I rock.
I combo down.
But think about how awesome their combo system is. Street Fighter's combo system is a bunch of bullshit. It's not built on an actual system. It's built on set moves.
Oh, right.
Remember, Killer Instinct was based on a system. You needed an opener, a linker, and the finishing move. Remember, you needed something to hit to open it up to, and then you need a linker to start the combo.
Yeah, but basically, you can do
You can keep doing it. Yeah, you can do the opener,
like
a linker.
Mortal
Kombat was gay, though. Their system is retarded.
Well, you get some crazy combos out.
Yeah, but
that's a totally
there's was
thing to wannabe. That's what it's trying to do.
I can't even compare it to that. I can't even. My Mortal Kombat is such a starry-ass game, in my opinion. Their combo, I don't like it. It's
Come on,
not
we used
the same.
To play on our 386s.
Yeah, we did, but it still sucked then. I never liked
it. All the fatalities, everybody.
The only point of it was just to see the fatality. The fights were never as good as a Street Fighter fight.
You want to see you chop someone's head off?
You know, that's all anybody really wanted. Nobody wanted to play it because it's not that fun. I swear to God, everybody I know said the same. Everybody I know didn't play it because they were good at it and because it was fun. Everybody memorized whatever few combos they had, and it was mostly fatalities and friendships and babalities and stupid
shit.
That's
so stupid,
yeah. You know? Nobody, my point is the system sucked. The system sucked. It wasn't Killer Instinct's nice system. They had a great play system that you just had to know kind of how it worked, and you could create your own on the fly, just like that. You know, like, I like that so much that playing Soul Calibur's system isn't as fast and loose as Killer Instinct was. You know, I mean, there is a little more to it, but I think once I learn it better, I might see a better pattern. I haven't read a manual or anything. You know, I just kind of sat down and started playing it. I'm trying to figure it out as I go.
There's a bottom circle, doing the thing.
But you kind of figure it out as you go. But I think there's something to that simpler game thing, though. I mean, I like being able to sit to buy a game, come home, and be playing it within 5 minutes.
Street Fighter is totally skilled, though, you know. You have to do every move piece by piece, so that makes you have to learn.
Yeah, that's fine, but the problem is there's no, like, you have to memorize a hard set of stuff, is what I'm saying. You have to memorize the normal moves, special moves, and how to set up the combo. And right? In Killer Instinct, you just had to memorize, like, the basic punches and kicks, which are easy, and the moves, and just know which one is an opener, a linker, and, you know, it's real easy. It was awesome to sit down and play. And John Carmack is talking about, I guess part of the team wanted to have a use key in Doom and a crouch key. And I imagine you can jump and stuff like that, you know, in Doom 3.
Oh,
stop drawing on your leg. Pay attention. Focus. Right? You know how a lot, like Tribes, has a use key. You use your backpack and stuff. And a lot of games have like a button you gotta click to open a door and stuff. Carmack wants to simplify it. Why not have the door open when you walk up to it? Beautiful! That's awesome! That's one less key that's taking up space on a keyboard. When I set the keys for some stupid shit like Call of Duty, it's like, you gotta have a button for a grenade, you gotta have a button for an alternate fire, you gotta have a button for fucking your main gun, you gotta have a button to switch, you gotta have a separate button to zoom, you gotta have a button for hit the ground, you gotta have a button for jump, you gotta have another button to lay on the ground, a separate button to get up midway, another button to get up, stand up fully. You know what I mean? There's like 75 keys for this game. Okay? Settle it down a little bit. You know? I mean, no game probably needs more than 10 keys.
Keep this simple, stupid.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So, a little something to think about. Keep your games kind of simple. Now that my jaw hurts from talking too much, I want to read Kuroshi's letter. His review. This is 007 Nightfire, and it looks like he did the PS2 version. Okay? I need some Bond theme music. Here's what we need. Can you hit me? Okay, yes, he's back, and this time he's got it all. His car, his gadgets, and most importantly, his babes. And with plenty of cinematics, believe me, there's time to check out Bond's honeys. In Nightfire, you, of course, play the one and only James Bond. This is one step up from the classic Nintendo 64 GoldenEye. It has wonderful cinematics, but at times it feels like it's another Bond movie, with segments that you can clumsily move around and shoot enemies. I played it on the PS2 and the controls are horribly clunky. I got used to them after about an hour and was moving around pretty well. What I like in this game is the ability to drive Bond's car. Now, the driving isn't very well controlled either, but it's still a lot of fun driving around and shooting the bad guys with missiles or machine guns. And, of course, you get the full range of vehicular gadgets featured in many of his movies. The plot is so-so, it's your typical evil Russian with a doomsday device adventure that takes you from Germany to Japan. This game, although not the greatest control and plot, it's full of action sequences. It also has a system where you get more points for playing cinematically, which I liked, especially in the crazy car chase sequences. That's cool. Overall, Nightfire makes for a fun game, and the game's multiplayer features, although I have yet to try them, look promising. If you like action and don't mind short cinematic sequences every 5 minutes, then definitely give this game a shot. Probably a well-placed shot to the head. That's
how you own that game, right?
I do. I do own it. I have it for the Xbox. And I'll tell you, the controls look, I mean, the graphics look ported from the PlayStation 2. The graphics are not very great. I didn't think they were too spectacular, but I'm so glad he sent us a review for it. That's awesome, because, you know, it's less work for us, and I didn't actually play it. I mean, I tried to play, and I got as far as one level where you're riding a snowmobile around.
I got a question for you. Talk about controls. Can you name one RPG game for a console that uses control?
Dude, they're all pretty easy. They're all menu-driven.
Which one got the best comfortable one, though?
Secret of Mana.
Wrong. Suikoden 3.
Oh, shit, yeah! Dude, that game is hands down the best control. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Left hand, right hand, doesn't matter. You use.
I think we talked about that when we were actually playing it. I think we talked about it. You can play that game with one hand.
I just want to bring something back.
Yeah. that's the best part. Yeah, you're right. That is probably the best. Yeah. Secret of Mana, I was like, well, I mean, the controls are easy.
You have to fight, though. You know,
I was thinking that it's not a real role-playing game anyway, so I didn't really kind of... I mean, it's more of like an action-adventure role-player, so... I wasn't sure what you were getting at, but yeah. But Nightfire, dude. No, I have it. I played it for a little bit. Hooks got it for me for Christmas or something last year.
On sale.
You know, and I had a good time with it. The controls weren't that. Maybe it's the PlayStation controller he has a problem with, too. Because, see, I can't stand the PlayStation control. So I'm so glad I got the Xbox one. And the controls didn't cause a problem for me.
Oh.
If you can play Halo, I don't see what's stopping you from playing any other game. But, he's right. Cinematics every 5 minutes. You take 10 steps, and all of a sudden something happens. You see Bond creeping up on somebody in the library, and it stops and it swings the camera around, and you gotta listen to him talk and moan on about something. And you go outside and shoot these, you know, you're out by the, what is that thing, like a gondola or something, and you know, but it's got cool stuff though. It's got really, like, the car chase scene like he was talking about is fun. Like, there's, like, in the very beginning, it has one, like, just right off the bat. And like you're driving this car, or you're flying in a helicopter, and it tells you when to push, kind of like Shenmue. Right? It's like, shoot now, and you watch it. Yeah, and it's cool. Then you get into the car and chase things around and chase this guy around. I mean, it's really fucking cool. And I remember when I was playing, I didn't play very far, but at one point you're like on the roof or something, and you get caught and you're trying to sneak around this place, and you gotta go out the window, and you gotta get down like a whole level. So you can like walk up to this like wire, and like a power line or the cable line, whatever the hell it was, and you can like wrap your belt around it or something and slide down it like a, you know what I mean? How cool is that? I mean, I don't know, it was an enjoyable game. I kept getting killed in the snowmobile scene, so I just stopped playing it one day. You know, but that it really is a cool game. It really, you know, I mean, it, now it's got to be cheap. It's got to be like $20-$30 now.
Yeah,
you know,
$20.
Yeah, and I haven't played multiplayer either because nobody comes down to play it with me. They all bitch about how pussies they are. No, they bitch because I don't want to play. You'll kick my ass. Sucks. But I'd like to try it out. Condition Zero comes out like at the end of the month. I saw box for it. Counter Strike Condition Zero.
Right.
We talked about this extensively. You, me, and Hunter, because we play Tactical Ops all the time. None of us play Counter-Strike, yet all of us have tried. You've played it a little bit.
I played in China a lot.
A lot?
Yeah, in China. One of us in China.
So why don't you play it here?
Huh?
Why don't you play it here?
Not because in China it's totally non-party. Everybody's same place. Nobody cheats.
Yeah.
That's a big...
Yeah, yeah, see.
Nobody cheats.
That's cool. That would make a huge difference. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You know everybody in the room, you know. You can walk around, check out
if you're
or not.
Yeah.
And that's almost real time, zero ping, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
almost, you know, that's awesome. It was a lot of people hear them cussing, you know.
Yeah. Now see, Hunter and I played online a bit, you know, on Counter-Strike online, and like here in the States, and it sucked. I don't know what it is about that game I don't like, but half the people are cheating. The game is buggy as hell. It just ran like ass. Nothing else does. It's not my machine. So before I start getting a flood of emails about what a jackass I am because I don't like Counter-Strike and I say it's buggy, fuck you. It's buggy as hell on my machine. I don't and Hunter said the same thing. Problem after problem with it. I mean, the menus don't even work right, for Christ's sake.
I heard a 1.5
fix it up. They shouldn't have gone that far with some of these stupid-ass, ridiculous bugs they have. And now they've made it so when you jump, your guy totally lags ass when he comes back down. So you can't, like... I guess there was a problem with people bunny hopping, I guess. I don't know. Just take jumping out of the game completely then.
I don't get it. Why? But there's still millions of people all worldwide playing that game.
It's because they're all cheating, I bet.
Everybody's cheating.
They must be.
That makes you human, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, but it's bullshit to me.
So you and me sit in a corner for half an hour for other person make first moves.
We ran into cheaters. We ran into map hacks on Battle.net the other night. That sucked ass, but we still beat their ass. Ode, me, and Dar, too. We played Warcraft 3. Yeah, Frozen Throne. And we ran into guys using map hacks twice. Twice we saw these map hacking.
Should report these ass.
Well, I think they know. I think they know, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna get busted.
Have him fucking banned.
Yeah, they should. It's fucking bullshit. The guy even told us where he got the hack at. I don't remember the site now, but he told us. Anyway, the point of me bringing up Counter-Strike was because Condition Zero comes out at the end of the month. I'm looking at it seriously because, one, the graphics are better. It may be the same engine and all, but it's like, you know, enhanced little bit. Insofar as that it still plays with the original Counter-Strike.
Yeah, at least gonna be fun the first month, because nobody will cheat.
No, maybe the first 3-4 days.
Okay, something
like it doesn't take them like but a day to crack the new toast, usually. When the new toast comes out for Tactical Ops, it takes them like a day to get a new hack out.
Oh, yeah.
A new cheat.
By the way, those elf people, you need to get a fucking job.
Right? Yeah, I know.
A free word for you. Suck my dick.
No shit.
The fucking elf cheating. Bastards.
Bastard assholes, I know. And they, you know, they get off on it too. They're giggling like little kids.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
And
every time I saw him, one of those elf guy online, I fucking just go off.
Yeah, we need to like have some kind of cheats ready to go kick their ass. But you can't. They're a rainbotting every time they're on there, and they keep releasing new ones. Anyway, the point is, I don't want to bitch about cheaters. We do that too much. Everybody knows the problem. Point is, we thought about buying it. It's $40. It'll work with Counter-Strike 1.6 or 1.7, whatever the hell one's going to be out then. And maybe it won't be as hella buggy for me, so maybe I'll enjoy it. And I was really considered buying it day one, so was Hunter. And then I saw Frag Ops. It's www.frag-ops.com. It's a mod for Unreal Tournament 2003, and it looks incredibly cool. I think, and it's gonna be, you know, a free mod kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
You know, and I'm so sick and tired of Counter-Strike and hearing about it. It's time to move on, people. Set that piece of
Unreal
2K3.
Yeah, 2K3. It's got better engine too than Half-Life.
Oh, well, yeah, Half-Life engine's based on Quake 2.
Yeah, I know.
You know? I mean, what we need is you know, a new Counter-Strike. A new one, not a revamped Counter-Strike.
But you for Frag Ops, you need some high-end video card.
That's what I'm afraid of, dude. I've got a machine that should run anything just fine. I just got a 2600 in there. An Athlon XP 2600. I got a half a gig of RAM, DDR, PC 2700, a GeForce FX 5900, an Odyssey, you know, an Asus A7V 333 motherboard. I mean, the thing, and I've got a billion hard drives in there. I mean, the thing smokes. The machine is fast for everything. You load up Unreal Tournament 2003, and it lags ass. It's not even that bad. It's playable. It's totally playable, but it still slows down. At like whatever I'd run it at, 1280.
I can't handle, I can't handle 120 frames per second, no problem, with my brain. But if I play some game like Laura, 40 frames per second, I get motion sick. I don't know why. And
yeah.
I start puking.
When it runs too slow. Talk about this game, so I'm tired of talking so much.
Okay, this game. Here's the game I've been playing. I say it's a bad storyline. It's pretty bad, I think. You know, some kid, some little demon, slept for 2 years, and her girlfriend wakes him up, tell him his dad's dead, and he's kind of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty funny. I got some.
What kind of game is it, stuff? Not everybody knows.
Okay, it's a RPG, and it's a what's that called? Turn-based
strategy. Yeah.
Strategy RPG game. It's totally like Final Fantasy tactics. Except I think got better features.
Oh, I'm sure. I saw some of the crazy shit that you've been doing.
Not more fun on Final Fantasy Tactics side. I think that game back in the PS1. And this one got better graphics, first of all. Of course, it's made for a PS2.
But the graphics aren't any better than your average.
That's better than Final Fantasy Tactics, the old PS1 version.
Yeah, but it's not...
Those cute little cartoony tracker.
Yeah, but don't get too excited over the graphics, guys. If you guys haven't seen this game yet, don't get all excited. It is not what it should be. It should be on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, definitely.
The graphics are nothing to write home about.
Yeah, those 2D drawings are okay, I guess. I mean,
yeah, I mean the 2Ds
are.
Yeah, but they're not even animated. They're not.
Just a picture, but the voice are real now.
Okay. That's something I wanted to mention. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm watching him while I'm working here. Wolf's sitting here playing this fucking game for like an hour or two, and there's something I noticed about this game. I got really annoyed by the voices, and I asked you. I remember I said, whoa, yeah. These voices are in English, and they sound like shit. And what did you tell me?
I said, you can change a voice too. They use a bow. You can change it from Japanese voices or English.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, though.
That's awesome. You need to shift it into Japanese mode.
The story, that's hell funny. Like, those dialogues, that's fucking funny as hell. That's stupid, but it's funny.
Yeah, they're stupid.
That's funny as hell.
So I didn't find them I didn't think they were funny. I see you over here giggling and laughing like a little schoolgirl. And I thought they were just stupid.
It's getting kind of annoying after a little
while. Exactly. Like
the first beginning, it's funny. I think it's funny, When she come wake him up, he slept in a coffin for 2 years, right?
Uh-huh.
You hear bang, bang, all kinds of noise. And I see her on the side start breathe heavily. See those broken swords, like those morning stars and chain guns laying around.
Chain guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
then find out she's trying to wake him up with those stuff.
Shit. See, I was laughing at first. The first time I heard one of their little stupid dialogues, I thought it was funny. But then I realized that it was like every single time.
Yeah, they said that. There's no way you can skip it.
Yeah.
You can fast forward, but you can't skip it.
Yeah.
You have to watch for them.
See, now I got Final Fantasy Tactics Advance for the Game Boy, and if I could find my Game Boy, I don't know where it is. I haven't even opened the game yet. I've had it for how many days now? A couple of guys on IRC know what day I got it.
Because
I was talking, I got it. But I can't remember, I've had it for at least four days. I can't really remember what day I got it. But I haven't even opened it because I can't find my Game Boy, dude. It's somewhere in that house, and I don't know what I did with it.
Probably in your car, dude.
No, it wouldn't be in the car. The neighbors would have stole it by now. It's got to be in the apartment somewhere. It's got to be. I just haven't really unpacked all the shit from the trip, so I know it's with that stuff because I had it with me. But I could have sworn I took it out. But Yeah, this Gaia game's cool. It's from Atlas.
It's fun to play. Once you pick it up, or you play, you can quit.
Yeah, you're addicted. You're hooked on it.
Dude, I'm totally hooked. Because you can get a better items by going to this every single item's item world. You can juice up your guy and the item and level the will go up. And
how many level, items?
You know, most RPG games, guys level would go up to 99, I'd say, right? This thing, I think, go up to 1,000 or something.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think I remember reading somewhere that you can get, like, an insane level. But, I mean, that's just, like, nuts. You could play forever.
Oh, yeah.
But one of my complaints with this game was, as I watched you hit somebody with some kind of special move, 750 hits. And we had to sit through the entire animation.
To watching it.
You know?
No, I didn't hit this guy. I hit this,
Okay, whatever you did.
Element.
Whatever, I don't care. Whatever you did was too long.
Yeah.
It was too long.
You're supposed to be able to fast forward.
You know, yeah, you should be able to.
It does get annoying afterwards.
Dude, it was horrible. I couldn't believe it. I walked in here, and you're all, look at this. And you were on already. You were on like a hit 130 by the time I was watching. And there were 750 of these. And it was yeah, it was just stupid. It was like, oh my god, you know, just end it already. Or speed it up.
I mean, this game you could have like, I heard you can have 150 people in one map.
Huh. Well, that's awesome.
No, like that's only on your side.
Oh my god. Wow. Well, you're going to have to let us, you know, talk about it next time we record, well, when you beat it or whenever, later on the show.
It's going to be up for a year.
Probably, but talk, you know, mention it. Bring it up every now and again, just so people can follow where you are.
I mean, it's a game you should get, but I don't think it's worth $50.
I was just going to ask, what do you think it rates? Like, maybe a 40 or a 35?
I give a 40.
40? Yeah, it doesn't look like a 50 to me. No.
I give a 40, definitely.
I'm going to hit it with 35.
Which you play it, I'll say you kind
of... yeah. I'm going to say it's a 35 before I play it. Because it doesn't look that amazing to me. I don't know. It looks like it'd be more annoying than anything, but I don't know. Fans of that kind of game will fall head over heels on
that. If you like Final Fantasy Tactics, you will love this one.
Yeah.
This one's battle modes. You know, it's a lot more complicated than Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah.
It's way more fun.
Well, wait till I get my hands on my Game Boy and I can play Tactics Advance, because I've got it.
Oh, you want to borrow my Game
Boy? Oh, I know what day I got it. I got it on the 9th. The 9th, I got it. It was UPS. I remember, yeah, I got it on the 9th. So I've had it for 3 days. Wait, what's the hell is today? The 12th? So I've only had it for 3 days now? Yeah, okay. I got to go. No, oh, man. You know what I'll do? I'll go buy another Game Boy. You know why? It's two new colors. I saw...
You got a red one.
Flame and Onyx. The black and the red one, man. I want the flame. I saw the flame one the other day when we were in Sacramento. I saw the flame. Oh, speaking of Sacramento. Speaking of Sacramento, I wanted to mention this. How awesome is this? Dot Hat Outbreak comes out on the 15th, I guess? We looked all over for it because you needed it because you're on the last
right,
guy.
Right, right,
even
right.
though you got a tip from... Modem told you who to take into the fight.
Oh, yeah.
And,
because this guy's a last boss, one spell kills my whole party. That gave me no chance to revive other people.
And you need to go, like, get a burlier party or some
Dude,
better
items. I'm fucking level 54.
Well, maybe that's not burly enough. In any case.
Good burly.
Well, obviously, it's not.
Orca, he's level 50, dude.
Yeah, but still. Anyway, okay. Dot Hack Outbreak, I guess, comes out in a couple of days. And we were down in Sacramento, and I went to the Best Buy just opposite whatever the mall was, not the Arden Fair, the other one, the one over by the little ghetto one by Macy Plaza, whatever that is over on that end of town. And there's a Best Buy over there, and I went in there and I started talking to this really awesome Best Buy employee. The guy's name was Bear. Anyway, totally knows his shit about game and stuff. He was watching the Dot Hack anime and stuff. I was talking to him for quite a while. I mentioned Outbreak. He looked it up in the computer for me, and turned out they had it in stock, but he said it doesn't get on the shelf to the 15th, but guess what? He brought it out for me, and I held it in my hands, and I was going to go purchase it, and Hunter stopped me. Hunter stopped me from buying Outbreak before it was released. And he said, you're never going to play it anyway, and he took it out of my hands, and he put it back on the shelf, and we left.
God. Fucking damn it. Well, at least you can pick up a copy for me.
Yeah, I know, because you couldn't see. And your ESPN NFL was out for the Xbox.
Oh, my God.
We didn't get a copy of that for you either. But, you know what, it makes good sense, because there was no sense in me buying it right now, because I'm only, like, I'm level 17 on infection. I'm on the first one still. Yeah, I have
You're gonna walk through the rest, so you fucking bash through.
I have zero accomplished, but I'm level 17 with awesome equipment. And I haven't accomplished anything.
Sort of got your retarded.
Dude, Modem was making so much fun of me. He's like, I can't believe that. And he had every right to, because I'm a dumbass. I can't believe. And yet the worst part is I've seen it before. I saw it before because I did three of them, and then I forgot about that list. But anyway, but there's no way the time. There's no way that I'll beat infection.
Well, we've got two more members.
Oh, the forums. Yeah. You were supposed to check on the release date for Outbreak. How did you wind up in the forums? Now you made me even lose my train of thought. Oh, and there's no way I'll beat infection in the next day. And mutation in the next 2 days to need Outbreak before it's officially released anyway. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no need for me to have it because it's not something I was going
to... Well, technically, at least 2 weeks to...
See, exactly. So there's no reason for me to go out and buy it right away. Something weird I noticed, both Best Buys, the one I was at here in down there in Sacramento and the one here in Reno, on the back... Oh, hey, grab it. Grab your mutation disc real quick. Look on the back of it. They cut out the UPC symbol. They cut a circle out of the bottom back of it.
No, man, not.
Where did you buy it? Electronics Boutique?
Yeah.
Both Best Buys that we were at cut out the UPC.
Why?
It wasn't theirs. They said they didn't do it. Both of them. Every copy they had of .hack Mutation, just Mutation, was missing the UPC off the back. All of them. Isn't that weird?
Whoa.
They must have printed up a bad one or something, but I don't want one that's got a hole in it.
No, I don't know.
You know, because then you try to sell that on eBay in a couple of years, and kids are gonna bitch and they're gonna leave you negative feedback because you cut a hole in it.
So it's already. It says usually ship within 24 hours.
Yeah, well that means it ships probably. Well, check Best Buyers. Don't worry about it. But the guy said it should be on the shelf on the 15th though.
Here's the last one. It's called a
quarantine.
Quarantine. Man.
All right. Well, let's talk about some other games that are gonna be coming out real soon because we'll
ship on December 5th.
What?
Quarantine.
Quarantine December 5th? Awesome.
So get them all.
Good.
By the time I'll have a PA pretty soon.
Nice.
I swear to God, they should sell those games now for $50 a piece.
No.
Just like that should be like 35,
yeah.
40.
Yeah.
Now 40 is pushing it.
I'd say 35. Only because you're kind of required to buy them all. That's why. I mean, it's not that it's not a $50 game. Like, I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time playing it. I just don't think that because I feel obligated to buy all four that it should be $50 a pop. There's, you know, that's fucked. Like, I'll feel pretty bad when I figure out that I've laid $200 down on this one, seemingly one game. Like, in my head, it'll be one long game.
That's right.
You know, that's why I don't think it should be so much. But,
You can have this one.
What is it? I can't read it. It's in Chinese.
It's Japanese.
Oh.
I got English subtitles. So.
What is it?
It's, Seiya.
Saint Seiya?
Yeah. It's Japanese anime.
I see that. That's cool. I'll have to watch that. Have you ever felt your Cosmo? Every night. I don't know what that is. Huh. Cool. I'll have to watch that. Hopefully soon. I got...
The whole series is like over 100 episodes.
Is this like the Hong Kong pirate version or something?
Yeah. That's a movie though.
You know how I know it's in a clear DVD case?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're an hour and 20 minutes, dude. So we gotta get some content here. People want to listen to hear about stuff. Atogi 2's got a website up already.
Atogi?
Yeah, the game that you just bought. They got the announcement, the website. It's www.o-to.
That game's pretty hard, dude.
Will you let me finish? www.o-to-gi.net. You can go. I think they had movies and screenshots or something up there about Atogi 2.
Let me check it out.
Don't worry about it, dude. You're gonna watch Flash animation and stuff. You know, it'll take forever. Sword of Mana, baby. Coming out for the Game Boy Advance, released December 1st.
I bet they already had it for, in Japan, fucking 10 years ago.
Probably, but I'm excited, dude. I want this game.
Yeah, because we're such a
big
huge
fan of Secret of Mana. I cannot wait. And you know what I want? I want a GameCube and a Game Boy player, and I want to play that on my fucking TV.
Yeah.
Screw playing that on a Game Boy. I want to play Legend or Sword of Mana on a damn TV, dude. That's going to be fat. Another Game Boy release I thought is actually really good. I was so pissed the way they did Mario Brothers. You know, they had Super Mario Advance 1, and it was like Super Mario Brothers 2. You know, that was gay. But now they've got Mario Advance 4, which is Super Mario Brothers 3. And Super Mario Brothers 3 is a fat game. Did you ever play that?
For a Super Nintendo?
No, it was on the Nintendo.
No.
Remember they made a movie about it called The Wizard with Fred Savage in it?
Uh-uh.
Oh my god, okay, well, he had a little raccoon suit and he could turn into stone, and he had a little Hammer Brothers suit and that little furry bear thing that would turn into stone. You don't remember? Dude, Mario Brothers 3 was fun and it was long. There was like a million levels. Big island level, the ice world level, the fucking desert and stuff. You had a frog suit. You know, you never played that?
No.
Oh my god.
I never owned a Nintendo, come on.
You never owned a Nintendo?
Bob gave me his.
Poor child. Yeah, but that was
my
when?
My first system I ever owned is
with a Genesis. Yeah, I remember now. I remember you telling me that. Damn.
Retreat Games.
Yeah. Ranger X and the... what was that? Felios? Remember that? Where you ride the white pony thing, the Pegasus thing?
Oh, yeah.
You shoot. No, it was called...
I was Apollo.
Felios. Oh, okay.
that game was bad, too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Another good game coming out that I really wanted to hear more about, and I'm not too excited about, but Wolf was when I mentioned it. Castlevania, Lament of Innocence.
For PS2.
For PS2, but it's like that game. What's it called?
Oh.
Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry. Looks like it.
I thought you read something about it, because I haven't heard anything about it other than screenshots.
Oh, I saw some reviews a little while ago on the internet. See, I just go over real quick.
I didn't really care.
I mean, it's like kind of like Devil May Cry, you know, the design.
But with like a sword and your whip, I bet.
I think you got a whip.
I'm sure you have a whip. It's Castlevania. But I for some reason, maybe the screenshot I saw looked like he had a sword in his hand.
Huh.
It just looked like a sword. Maybe he was just whipping it around and it looked like a sword. I'm sure. I mean, it has to have a whip in it. It's Castlevania.
I hope he still got his boomerangs.
Yeah, if he has all those weird items. That's what I was thinking. Maybe he had a sword. Maybe he had a sword. And a cross. You had a book. You could throw fire and shit. Remember? That's awesome. That would be neat, but I didn't like the playstyle of Devil May Cry.
I don't know, though. I played a little bit Devil May Cry. That game's not bad at all. I don't know. You give 10 out of 10.
Yeah, right.
You did.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying.
But
yeah,
I don't
right.
Think you did.
It's not worth that.
But it's a pretty good game. It's definitely out there. I said, bro, I give an 8 or 7.5.
Yeah. Yeah, that's closer to reality than a 10.
It's about games hard.
There you go, another good hard game.
But
you know what else I saw?
Not complicated at all.
Yeah, that's good too. You know what else I saw is the box they had at a GameStop for Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, that game I can't wait.
Oh, I sprung such a fat one when I held that box, but they didn't have the game yet.
See, Ninja Gaiden. You know, it gave me the mind. You know, when I think about that game, the first game come off of my mind is Onimusha.
Yeah. They're making kind of like Onimusha Tactics for you too, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, I beat Onimusha 1 and 2. Third one haven't come out yet.
It's not out yet?
No. That's the one with Leon Reno in there.
I don't know. I don't play that crap.
A French guy in the professional.
I hate those. Oh, Leon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I see. Okay. Anything else that you were really excited to hear about? I got a couple more.
Go ahead.
SSX 3 for PS2, at least. I don't know if they're making it for Xbox or not.
She's the only snowboarder boarding game I like to Ant.
Mm-hmm. I think I really think Ant is probably better than SSX too.
It's more real.
It's more real, but SSX has got some awesome like moves, but I don't like the way that you do the moves. The way that you have to...
Oh, yeah.
It's not that it's difficult, it's that it interferes with my control of the dude. Like, because I'm so trained on Tony Hawk's controls, you know, that I can't play it. And Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk 4, you can play PlayStation 2, you can play online. Xbox, you can't. Guess what? Everything I've read about NASCAR Thunder 2004 says that you can play it online on your PlayStation, head-to-head, I guess, with your buddy, but not on Xbox.
How
stupid is that? They're not utilizing the best servers for this. I would play NASCAR Thunder for so long.
Competing without the 16, 20 people?
Even 20 people would be awesome. That would be so awesome. And they're not going to do it. They don't have it set up. So they can kiss my ass.
How fat was that?
I know. That would be so awesome. Of course, you'd probably have the occasional dickhead on there that just crashed every round, you know. But I'm sure there'd be some good games on there.
Oh, yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons Heroes. It's going to be an Xbox only game. Really looking forward to that. Yeah. And what was that other game that I wanted to talk about? The one I showed you just a little bit ago. Ah, the EverQuest one. Lords of Norrath or something. Lords of Norrath or something. What was it called? Champions of Norrath. Champions, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a complete ripoff of Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. It's using the same engine. Enhanced. Right, so if you're a big EverQuest fan, that might be a lot of fun, because I really enjoyed playing Dark Alliance. I plan on buying Heroes, and I plan on buying Dark Alliance 2. I probably won't get that, though. I probably will not do it.
Baldur's Gate is such a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. So, but the computer one is, but I don't. Yeah. The Xbox one, it was just like a dungeon romp. It was a total hack and slash, you know?
Hack and slash.
So,
Diablo.
So, yeah, it totally reminded me of that. Also, there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game coming out for the PS2 later.
Hell yeah.
Cell-shaded and everything, dude. It's going to be like a fighting game, kind of like Streets of Rage style. Like. Oh, man.
It was fun for Super Nintendo.
For the Super Nintendo, yeah.
That one was fucking awesome.
Yeah, the one for the Nintendo sucked, but the Super Nintendo one was fat. You know, so I'm going to really enjoy, I think, getting my hands on that. I mean, I grew up watching that. Like, it was a little bit later. Like, I was probably a little old to be watching the Ninja Turtles, but you know what? I still liked them.
Yeah,
they were badass. You know, they were pretty cool. They did some neat shit. You know, I...
So, they were teenager, let me see, how many years ago? I bet they're adults now, huh?
The Turtles. The last thing I wanted to mention that has to do with games before we get to the movies, or movie, is hacking, I hate using that word when it has to do with this kind of crap. It's cheating is what it is. But when you get online, you find that everybody says, oh my god, you're a hacker. Stop hacking. Where'd you get your hack? I'm talking about online cheating again. And I don't want to get into it really deep because we start bitching about, you know, first-person shooters and cheating and map hacks, they call them, you know, in Warcraft 3 where you can see the whole map. But I'm talking about console games.
That's fucking...
You know, some...
Fucking shit.
Yeah, that's...
Fucked up.
Calm down.
Fucking...
What happened to keeping it cleaner? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We've got a company called Fire International, so you know where to send your emails. And complaints too. Fire International is the company. They make a cheat device called the Exploder. That's all leeted out too, with just a big X and then Ploder. You know, there's no E either on the front. And they have cheats for SOCOM online.
For PS2?
For the PlayStation 2.
That's a fucked up. People pay fucking big bucks for that shit. You don't need to make cheats to run that game online.
Exactly.
Don't need to. It's real unnecessary.
It is. Exactly.
Just take the fucking fun out
completely out of it. Now, like, think about cheats. It does strike me as different on a computer. Because, for one, half the people pirated the game anyway. Okay? They really did. Ask half the people you're playing Tactical Ops with, most of them pirated it. Okay? We bought it. All right? Support the fucking company of the game that you like, okay? And the cheats are free. The cheats are free.
Right.
So anybody can go out and go get it online. Now, on the other hand, you've got PlayStation 2, where plenty of people plumped down $200-$300 for their PlayStation 2.
Easily.
They plumped down $50 for SOCOM. They dropped maybe some more on a headset. The network adapter is $40. You know, now it comes with the PS2 for $200, but still, yeah, still. Chances are you paid $40, right? So now you're in $200 to $300, and some jackass spends an extra $50 and he's invincible on the game now.
He's a god.
Versus you. Right? Total bunch of shit. I'm way, way, way against that.
No, you know what? Sony should have banned those people.
You know what? You're right, but I don't know how it works. I don't know if they actually go through Sony servers or not. I'm not sure how they must, I guess, hook up with,
yeah,
you know,
because.
It has to at least hit a server for, you know, like once you turn it on, it hits.
Fucking ban the fucking.
Maybe I should get the network adapter just to find out how it works. It's only $40.
Yeah.
You know, and just check out how it works, and I'm sure one day I might have a game that I can play online on my PS2, maybe.
Your EverQuest!
Yeah, right. EverQuest Online Adventures is $10 now. I saw it at Target.
Who are you gonna be on real quick? Big Bubba?
Big Bubba.
In the rainbow underwear?
Yeah. did you watch any movies this week?
No, I did not.
All I saw was the movie that we forgot to mention last week, Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
Or as I like to refer to it, Jason vs. Freddy. I am a huge Jason fan, alright? Friday the 13th is the bomb. And I was really disappointed when I heard about this movie being released. I thought, oh, great. Another ghetto-ass slasher flick, right? Well, I was wrong. I'll tell you what, man, this game was, this movie was awesome. I mean, they really did good. Freddy was hilarious. Freddy did and said some of the funniest shit, and it's like you think, oh my god, this is supposed to be a scary movie, you know. It still was. There was parts of it where you were just grossed out. Some of the shit you saw, it was a great movie. I really, really enjoyed it. And watching them two fight was awesome. I mean, just watching them tear the crap out of each other was amazing. And it was,
can be killed.
You know, well, yeah, but you've got half the theater on one side, you know, rooting for Freddy, half the theater rooting for Jason, you know. It was awesome, you know, and on top of that, there was actual plot there. There was actually, like, a story. I could not imagine how they were going to set this movie up to where these two idiots started fighting each other. And sure enough, you watch it, and you're into it right away because the story is so good. The thing of it is that Freddy has to he wants to go back to Elm Street to kill the kids, right? To kill more kids. But he can't because, you know, the way Freddy's powered is by fear. If nobody knows and nobody talks about Freddy, he has no power. If they forget about him, he loses his power. So how do you get more power? You gotta scare people. He can't do it. He tricks Jason into going to Elm Street and chopping people up. So once that gets the fear level built up, they think it's Freddy at first, right? So then people start believing in Freddy again. Pretty soon, it comes down to they're both there, killing people, and Freddy's like, wants it all for himself now. But Jason won't stop killing people. It is awesome. And the characters were pretty funny. You know what I mean? Like I said, all the girls were hot, but the characters were great though. Like they all had some,
in there?
Yeah, they had a guy that looked just like Jay. Like a little Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh,
you know,
no,
like from all Kevin Smith movies, right? Just like a little Jay, dude. It was so funny. But like, I keep saying it's funny and it's a slasher flick, but it was funny. Freddy said some of the funniest shit and some of the funniest scenes happened, but at the same time, you know, right away the scene would change and you're back to like a scary scene on a dark, you know, misty road somewhere and, you know, they can't see 10 feet in front of their face, you know, when they're driving. And I mean, it was cool. It was a really good, I was impressed. I was blown away. It was worth every penny of the $8.25 it cost me to go see that. That's no popcorn included. That was just the damn ticket.
What's your score on that movie?
Out of 10, I would have to give that movie. I'm gonna go all the way to a 9, I think. I was blown away.
Whoa, for
Freddy and a Jason flick. Yeah, mainly because it was real high quality too. You know what I mean? Like it didn't seem low budget at all.
Right.
It definitely wasn't low budget. It didn't suck ass like most of them do. It kept my attention the entire time. I mean, it was a fantastic slasher movie. I couldn't believe it. It was one of the best I've ever seen. It was probably, like, one of the top 3 slasher movies I've ever seen. So, I was blown away. Most of slasher flicks get like a 2 or a 3, I swear to God. But this one was really good. And other than the movie, something I really wanted to mention that I planned on since we started the show, but we've never ever done it yet, was talking about music. And I just kind of avoided it because we never talked about it. We might as well call it games and movie entertainment radio or something, right? Because we never talk about anything other than movies and games so far, but I really, really want to talk about music once in a while. Unfortunately, I don't listen to that much music, so I'm like the last person who has any authority on music.
You listen more than I do.
Yeah, but it's all the same.
Yeah, I listen to Chinese music.
Yeah. That would be interesting, but I don't, but I listen to like the same stuff. I don't like, I do have a wide variety of music I listen to. I mean, everything from rap, you know, down to no country. Anything but country I pretty much listen to. You know, I don't even really like R&B, hip-hop type crap. I really don't like that at all. And pop I don't listen to. But, like, everything in between. Alternative stuff, you know, they have all these stupid names for shit. Jazz stuff is good. I listen to, like Enigma. You know, I love that stuff. Delirium, Depeche Modes. Yeah, to Cypress Hill.
Applicate you.
I like one song they do, that doesn't really count. You know, Tool, A Perfect Circle, I mean, there's Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains, Moby, I got lots of Moby stuff. I mean, you know, I'm all over the place on the music, you know, Deep Forest, KMFDM's the shit, dude. You know, I mean, like, all kinds of stuff like this, right? Anyway, you could look at all my CDs or something. But point is I don't listen to anything but the bands that I listen to. That's my biggest problem. But I did find some good shit in the last couple weeks that I really wanted to talk about. AFI. I don't like punk. Okay, goddamn, there's a lot more I don't like than I used to think. It was usually I just don't like country, really. But I don't really like pop sucks, you know. But anyway, I don't like punk, dude. It's
the only time I listen to punk is when I play snowboarding game.
Yeah, or skateboarding game, huh? Yeah, like in Tony Hawk.
You have to be in the mood to listen to some sort of music.
Something like
my best shooter game, and I listen to rap or something.
Yeah, huh? No wonder. Yeah, see, when I play a strategy game, I listen to like I'll try to. While I watch movies, I try to play Gladiator. It really gets me, or like the soundtrack, The Last Mohicans.
Oh.
You know, The Last of the Mohicans. Something like that is perfect. For like, anyway.
Yeah.
The point, what I'm getting at is AFI's new CD, Sing the Sorrow, blew me away. I normally don't like them. You know, normally I don't like punk, but you know what? This was a good CD, and there's even one song, of course, track 10, I think. It was awesome, and I've actually been listening to it, like, every day in the car. I really like the new AFI CD, and I don't normally like punk. A Perfect Circle, who I love, so, of course, I'm a little biased. 13th Step, the new album. I don't think it's out yet. I don't know. I've been to Best Buy every day for 2 weeks trying to get it, and they don't sell it yet.
Not from Tool?
It's Maynard, yeah, from Tool. But it's good stuff. It's like, think about it. It's like Tool on like Tranquilizer. You know, it's kind of like mellow Tool. It really is. It's like it's the kind of thing you can leave on all day. That never, like, gives you the jitters, you know, it doesn't, like, jolt you into it, you know, there's no harshness to it at all. It's mellow, it's, I like it, it's really good, I think. You can't download it, but go find a friend and borrow his CD or listen to it or something. Listen to something from, the first A Perfect Circle album. Mare de Noms or whatever it's called. Listen to, like, The Hollow. That's a really good song. Three Libras, you know, any of those songs, like, that whole CD I love. But, you know, get a hold, listen to some of that, think about buying the 13th Step, the new CD, it's in the same idea, you know, it's real kind of mellow Tool, you know, where it still sounds the same, but it's not all crazy and harsh and fast and as sharp as Tool sounds. And, Weird Al Yankovic, man, I love him, he's so funny. Poodle Hat is his new album, Poodle Hat, and it's hilarious, man, he does a take on, oh crap, they told me who it was. I actually didn't know who did the original song. Somebody told me. Justin Timberlake, I think. One of his songs. He does the eBay song. It's called eBay, and it's so funny. It is hilarious, because it's exactly like your experience on eBay. Like, you just get hooked on it, and you snipe people and stuff. It's a great song. He's got one he did of one of Eminem's tracks there too, called Couch Potato. Talking about sitting there watching TV all day and stuff. I mean, it's awesome. It's really a funny CD. That's a good song. It's called Couch Potato. What else is another really good one that stood out? A Complicated Song. He talks about, like, eating too much cheese and he can't go to the bathroom.
How Much Is Paradise?
That's an old one, though. Then he talks about, like, how he, like, winds up dating his cousin or sister or something. It's hilarious. The CD is funny. You might want to check that out if you like the parody songs and stuff. So that's about all the material we've got for this week. I'm trying, slowly but surely, catching up to more current events and news. I've still got a lot of stuff I gotta weed out. I haven't caught up on my magazine reading since I've been back. It's not that I'm slacking, it's that I'm too busy, and then when I finally have a moment to relax, I slack hard.
That means you're slacking.
But it's not...
Worse than me, though.
No, it's...
No, better than me.
You called in sick today to do this, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And what did you do all day? Play Disgaea. Ah, Jesus.
And I do the radio show.
Yeah, thank God. Alright, that about wraps it up for us. That's an hour and 40 minutes. Oh, crap! Bob Nino's thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have it at home. I'll put it here right now. When I get home, I'll mix it in. The problem with it's good too. He's talking about Rogue Squadron a lot, and he ordered Mario Kart and stuff. But I'll let him talk about it. While, you know, I'm not going to say anything more. But he kind of, remember we were making fun of him for being on a Mac.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he didn't like that too much.
Oh boy.
I'll tack that on. But it's got a little annoying clicking sound because he's still having, there's something wrong with his laptop and he hasn't gotten it fixed yet. So nothing's quite working right for him. I mean, it's just like, it sucks. He works like 15 hours a day. I swear to God, that guy busts his ass. I talked to him on the phone just yesterday. In fact, he's just too, or maybe it was the day before. Yeah. He works too much, he doesn't have time to take care of all this stuff, and he's trying to do this for us, like 5-10 minutes. This one's exactly 5 minutes long. I'm gonna tack it on now. So we're gonna leave you with that, and we're out of here.
Later, dude.
Peace.
This is the Mac Report on Game and More Entertainment Radio, with your host, Bob Nino.
I saw your mama wearing a rug, spending all of her quarters cold playing Dig Dug.
That's a pretty cold rhyme, but your mama plays Burger Time, eating up the pickles with a little squeeze of lime.
Alright, thanks for even taking the time to listen to the show. This is Bob Nino. I am recording in my bedroom on my laptop. Yes, the iBook. The infamous iBook with the fan problem. That's why my computer wasn't working for me last week, because the fan never fucking shuts off. Here's a taste. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Fan never cycles down unless you turn the fucker off. Anyways, what's new with me? Okay, playing games this week on the GameCube. Today, I completed Medal of Honor Frontline Assault, which was awesome. What can I say? Like, I've been playing that game off and on for, over a year? Or a year? I don't know. Time sure flies. But I have a full-time job. Anyone who knows me, I work full-time in the film and TV industry, so I don't get much time off. And I'm constantly working on some TV show. So, that said, the game was fun. It was really good. I'm glad I finally beat it, because now I can just chalk that up on my bedpost, you know, one more down. I'm moving on. And what am I moving on to? Well, I bought Rogue Squadron 3 for the GameCube, and that should be arriving shortly after it ships from EB in the US. And since I'm in Canada, hopefully it won't get stuck in customs. It comes with the old Atari Star Wars game on a separate DVD game disc. So that's pretty fucking sweet. I remember playing that at the arcade and just thinking, man, I'm cool, I'm Luke Skywalker, look at me. I pumped so many fucking quarters when I was like, I don't know, 6? Holy crap, that's almost 20 years ago? No, I don't know, it must have been sometime in the 80s. Anyways, really, really, really wicked, wicked game. I'm glad that it's going to be on the GameCube, and I'll be able to play Rogue Squadron 3 soon, and that, now you can get out of the ship and run around and do stuff. They have multiplayer, finally, which is kind of going to be sweet. I'm looking forward to that. I got a 38-inch TV at work, so that's going to be really wicked to play. And what other game did I pick up? Well, it's not on its way yet, per se. It's probably in Japan being pressed or something. But I got Mario Kart Double Dash or Double whatever. I don't know. I just bought it. I'm really looking forward to that. Apparently, you get two players on one car. And one person's in the back throwing shit and the other one's racing. Actually, yeah, C4 and Wolf talked about that last week. Damn, I'm out of date. Yeah, and thanks guys for ripping into me about my computer and, you know, teasing me. I wouldn't do that to you guys, you know. If your computer's down, your computer's down. You don't kick a brother when his computer's down. You just don't do it. Anyways, my computer's not totally down. It's just not working at peak performance. I can still use it, obviously. That's how I'm recording the show. And I had a long day at work. So, that's what's new with me. Two new games coming up. Really stoked. As for Mac games, I'm not playing anything at this very second. I was playing Frozen Throne. I tried to get a game up yesterday with C4. Yeah, he forgot. That's cool. He's busy guy. I'm busy guy. I tried to line up a game with my brother. He just fucked it up because he's retarded. He doesn't know what version of the updater he's working with. And even though it says right at the little bottom corner, you know. So I guess that pretty much does me. It's a pretty short little segment, but I'm sorry, I swore a lot. If you knew what TV show I work on, then you would understand why I swear so much. But I'm not going to plug the show because, you know, that's just kind of sad, plugging what I do. Talk to someone, maybe they'll tell you what I do if you're really interested. And whatever. So, till next time, don't hate the Mac user. Peace.